Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The Israel-Hamas war is back in effect. The truce expired overnight after days of negotiated ceasefires.
Israel has always said, it's made no secret of the fact that once the hostage exchanges are over, it would resume the war. I mean, Netanyahu, his officials have said repeatedly the game plan was always to get as many hostages out, to put the hostages very high up the priority list, but the goal of, in their words, defeating, destroying Hamas is still there.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. So far, nearly 100 hostages have been released, 8 just yesterday. And a face-off last night on Fox News dubbed the Red State versus Blue State debate between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom. DeSantis needling Newsom over the number of people moving into Florida while Californians are fleeing. This is ABC News. Actress Felicity Huffman explains why she paid to fix her daughter's SAT results in an exclusive interview with KABC in Los Angeles. More from ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Huffman was one of dozens of wealthy parents conspiring to use bribery and fraud to get their kids into top colleges.
It felt like I would be a bad mother if I didn't do it.
The Oscar nominee paid $15,000 for someone to falsify the results of her daughter's SAT exam. But Huffman says she had second thoughts when she took her daughter to take the test in 2017.
I kept thinking, turn around, just turn around. And to my undying shame, I didn't.
A brush with death for Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst. She began choking on a piece of food during a luncheon Thursday. Fellow Republican Rand Paul of Kentucky performed the Heimlich maneuver and saved her. Justin Finch, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Legihout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of seven unions is filing a lawsuit to end the state's near total ban on collective bargaining for public employees. The lawsuit was filed in a Dane County court on Thursday. The unions argue that Act 10 led to lower pay, staffing shortages, and poor working conditions. They say that because police and firefighters are able to collectively bargain, but teachers are not, Act 10 violates the state's constitution. Meanwhile, Wisconsin teacher pay isn't keeping up with inflation. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum finds that median pay for teachers in the state is 12% less than in 2009, adjusted for inflation. Teachers in Wisconsin's largest school districts got raises this year. It still doesn't appear to be enough to keep up with the cost of living. The median wage for teachers in Wisconsin is $59,000. I'm Nate Legihout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Gary J. Feenstra, age 73, of Glidden, died peacefully at Marshfield Medical Center on November 25th. Survivors include his wife of 51 years, Linda Feenstra, by one son, Stephen Feenstra, of De Pere, Wisconsin, by two daughters, Susan Lee of Marshfield and Rachel Feenstra of Oshkosh. Survived also by five grandchildren, by two brothers, Dwight Feenstra of Gutenberg, Iowa, and by Raymond Feenstra of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Further survived by six sisters, Jen Wolf of Dubuque, Iowa, Dorothy Luker of New Hampton, Iowa, by Mary Michael of Dubuque, Iowa, by Ruth Langle of Galva, Iowa, by Darlene Feenstra of Pringhar, Iowa, by Linda Frankenberg of Calumet, Iowa, and by one sister-in-law, along with many nieces and nephews. Funeral services held at Trinity Lutheran Church in Glidden on Friday. December 1st, 11 a.m., Reverend Kenneth Laners will officiate. Visitation held on Friday at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Gary J. Feenstra, age 73, Glidden. Raymond Frank Wallner, age 95, of Park Falls, died on Tuesday, November 28th at Park Manor River's Edge Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Arlene of Park Falls, by his son, James Raymond Wallner of Beldenville, and by his granddaughter, along with many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls, Saturday, December 2nd at 11 a.m. Visitation held on Saturday at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raymond Frank Wallner, age 95, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 32 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 17. Saturday remains mostly cloudy. Highs making into the lower 30s. Winds southeast 5 to 10. Saturday night, still mostly cloudy. Slight chance for light snow or perhaps even just a few flurries developing. Lows fall back to 20. Winds remain southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Sunday, slight chances for light snow or flurries continue. And highs head back into the lower 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 8 above.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
For a limited time, trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Act now. Visit Verizon.com. iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device applied. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, a Central Division showdown saw the Chicago Bulls defeating the Milwaukee Bucks.
Nikola Vucevic scored a game-high 29 points as the Bulls defeated the Bucks 120-113 in overtime.
It feels definitely great to get a win, especially after five losses in a row and the way the season's been going for us. But, yeah, I'm very proud of how we competed tonight, how we fought, wasn't perfect.
The Bulls fell behind 9-0 3 minutes into the contest and needed a three-pointer from Alex Caruso at the end of regulation to send it into OT. The win snapped the five-game losing skid by the Bulls and was just Milwaukee's second loss in their last 10 games. David Schuster, Chicago.
Other winners included Portland, Charlotte, New York, Miami, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, Atlanta, and Golden State. And Monday Night Football, it was Dallas coming from behind to defeat Seattle 41-35. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, the Detroit Red Wings continue their impressive play with a convincing win over the Chicago Blackhawks.
JT Compher and Robbie Fabry score a pair of goals to lead the Red Wings past the Blackhawks 5-1. Compher opened the score with a shorthanded goal in the first and gave the Red Wings insurance in the second. But the sixth of the season helped the Wings win for the fourth time in their last five games.
When we're playing our structure correctly and playing fast, we're a tough team to beat. And we're starting to see the results when we do it right for 60 minutes.
Fabry scored his sixth and seventh of the season to keep the Wings 6 points back of the Atlantic Division leading Bruins. Lucas Reichel scored Chicago's lone goal as the Blackhawks dropped their fourth straight game away from the United Center. Denny Cap, Detroit.
Other winners were Pittsburgh, Florida, Boston, Toronto, New Jersey, the New York Islanders, Edmonton, St. Louis, Minnesota, Calgary, Arizona, Washington, and Vegas. This is SRN Sports.
The Bucks lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Bucks were down by 12, but came back again in the fourth quarter. A nice three-point shot from Brook Lopez to take the lead. But Alex Caruso hits from three at the buzzer. The Bulls go on to win 120-113. It was Milwaukee's first overtime game this season. College hoops, it's the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Marquette Golden Eagles tomorrow in the Kohl Center. Tip-off 11:30 a.m. Marquette ranked third in the nation. NFL, the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry on facing Kansas City.
They're the defending world champs. I mean, they're going to get everyone's absolute best every single week, which you would think that would be the case regardless. But they're not going to sneak up on anybody and surprise anybody.
This will be the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes' first time ever playing at Lambeau Field.
Going to Green Bay, playing in a great environment, which I'm really excited about, against a team that's playing really good football right now.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mike Clemens will join us later this morning at 9 o'clock. To talk more sports in local action from last night. Boys basketball, Ashland was a winner over Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 59-51. The Prentice boys, you heard it here, they topped the Butternut boys last night up in Butternut 91-29. It was the Phillips boys kicking off their season at home, beating Bayfield 66-39. And Edgar was a winner over Rib Lake 66-36. All that boys action. Girls action yesterday, Northwoods, they topped Mellon 42-31. The Rib Lake girls top Flambeau non-conference 68-29, and it was McDonald Central beating Medford 73-27. Hockey action, it was the Siren Co-op team defeating Team Seals 7-0. The Lakeland hockey team gets a 5-1 win over Mosinee. We've got the Bucks Saturday, the Packers Sunday night right here, and that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Do you like the people you're buying gifts for?
No, but what can you do?
Come to the Obligation Met Gift Store. At the Obligation Met Gift Store, we have impersonal, meaningless gifts for all the time vampires in your life you wish you could write off but can't. Apathetic gifts like notebook paper, tweezers, ironing board covers, and more.
Okay, how is this store arranged?
What do you care?
You're right, I'll take this.
Ooh, sprinkler head. Nice choice.
That's the Obligation Met Gift Store, where our motto is, let's just get this over.
I am in a fantastic mood today, and I don't know why.
Cause it's fun.
What a time to be alive.
Could someone get me a coat? I'm freaking freezing.
It's a bit nipply out.
I mean nippy out.
Time is running out when George Santos, he says that if he is removed from Congress, he will wear it like a badge of honor right next to his Medal of Freedom and his Purple Heart.
Welcome back, Elves on Fire.
57 goals.
I'd pay good money to see Taylor Swift's face when she gets her first tour of a football player's house. This is my Scarface poster. This is my Xbox. This is my one clean towel.
Looks like she's gonna turn cold tomorrow.
Here we are, guys.
Ready to connect.
Yeah!
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go. From the top, let's go.
The weekend is finally here.
So let's get going.
Punch out of work and punch into today's best country.
98Q Country.
See you.
This is Keith Urban.
You know, I don't know, it just makes me feel good. It's all you, Lola, baby, you're the only girl in love. It's my station.
98Q Country.
Bowser there, and we went at 98Q Country, 26 past 7. Good Friday to you, Joel, here, and look who showed up, Austin. Austin's here.
Yeah, I decided to grace the airwaves with my presence today.
Nothing better to do than to just sit here and talk.
Yeah.
Talk. We're so productive, we've got all our work done this week. We got nothing to do, just sit here and just...
Twiddling our thumbs
and talking, and it's December 1st, by the way, today. So
20 days to my birthday.
20 days to your birth, the 21st or 20th?
20th.
The 20th?
Counting today because it's only just started.
So what's it like? Nobody in my family has a birthday around Christmas. What's it like having a birthday that close to Christmas? Do you feel a little cheated? Do you feel like maybe your birthday gets a little slighted because Christmas is right there with everything else?
Actually, not really. Oh. I always got a lot of gifts.
Oh, really? So you double down. You got a little birthday, and then you got a little Christmas.
The only bad part is I was born in December, and I really don't like snow.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of cursed on that front. But at least this means I can have eggnog on my birthday.
Yeah. I got an April birthday, so almost all of my birthdays in my family are all summer, spring from March through... I guess I have one brother that's like November 21st. So it's just, I don't relate to the holiday, to the New Year's and Christmas birthdays. But I always thought those people always kind of got the short end of it a little bit. But you don't feel that way.
A lot of them do, but in my case, nah, I was always.
I mean, you have treats, you have cake and stuff like that. And then 2 days later, it's just like, or maybe three, 4 days later, it's like, oh, here we go again. It's Christmas. Yeah. I'll do it again. Yeah.
And I noticed that a lot of the times on my birthday, it was always more of a muted affair because everything kicked off on Christmas.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was okay with that.
Okay.
Because I got it. Can't be spending a lot of money on both dates.
All right. So the myth that people are scarred by having their birthday near a major holiday like Christmas, it's been shattered by Austin right here. That means your family did it right.
So. Our own version of Mythbusters.
Yes. You're busting the... So December 1st today, if you haven't at least started thinking about, you know, maybe gifts for someone you maybe would get a gift for, at least that thought process should start entering your mind just a little bit anyway right now, right?
It's better to do it now so you're not panicking the day before Christmas.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to make people totally panic, but 3 weeks from Monday is Christmas. So that makes it sound a little bit shorter.
Where did this year go?
You know, 3 weeks from Monday.
I refuse to believe that we're almost in 2024.
Yeah. And if you're buying stuff, we encourage you to buy local. If you're buying stuff over the web, keep in mind that I think every year the shipping of items gets worse and worse.
It does.
It used to be, remember when Amazon came out and they were like, 2 days shipping guaranteed. And it arrived in 2 days. It was always just boom. Now there's so many different vendors that Amazon and other ones use that you're just not guaranteed. I think you're running about maybe 50-50 that thing gets there in a timely manner.
Maybe.
It depends on where it comes from. Here's an example. My wife and I, we didn't want a new mattress. We just wanted like a little foam toppy thing. Mm-hmm. So my wife took care of that. And we ordered both at the same time. And one of them arrived. And the other one took a little trip around the country. Well, it's what they told us anyway. It said, let me step back a second here. One of them arrived. Another package arrived with it that was obviously not big enough to carry a foam top mattress. It had the same tracking number. It said it was the mattress. And we looked, and basically somebody at the Amazon company misread a number. Instead of giving us a foam top to the mattress, they gave us a little box with 12 little wooden star ornaments, which may or may not show up at the Civic Media stockings out there in everybody's stocking. We attempted to return the ornaments, but apparently Amazon's not interested.
Well, I guess they're yours then.
They said they were going to send us a return thing, and we looked at it. It was like $14.99 is what it cost. It's 12 little wooden Christmas ornament stars or nothing.
At that point, just keep them.
They're nothing fancy. So I'm pretty sure you'll see that in your Christmas stocking out here.
Well, I mean,
everybody may get one or two of those.
Well, this way I have something for my tree.
So we got one foam top mattress, and we got one wooden star ornaments that we don't want the ornaments. They're there. We opened them. Whatever. But they don't want them back. So the other one, apparently there was a tracking on it, and it went from Green Bay to Texas to Maryland to Butte, Montana. It went all over the country. And then about 4 days later, they informed us that that was just base. They were lying to us, is what they were saying. My wife contacted them, and they said, well, that item's no longer available. And I felt like saying to my wife, I said, did you ask them about the pseudo-tracking number that was going all around the country with this item? And apparently it never existed.
Sometimes I wonder if they're just throwing a dart at the map of the country, and it's like, quick, tell them what's going over there.
Yeah, and so they said, well, we'll just issue you a refund. The item's no longer available. And I think what it is that item is no longer available at that price is what it is. I think so I must have got the last one. And then the next one, the second one of ours, doesn't exist. So anyway, they refund the money, and it's just kind of gone. But that whole tracking thing, it's like Santa on Christmas Eve, you mm-hmm. know, the NORAD tracking system. Sometimes I feel like that's where our packages are. Because they just
maybe that's the secret behind it all. It's just Amazon throwing out random numbers.
it just doesn't make any sense. And I don't think it's just the Postal Service. I think it's others too, because everybody's gone through it. If you go into the tracking of some of these items, it goes from Green Bay to Milwaukee to Madison to Chicago. And it's just like, well, I guess maybe it's taking a little vacation. I guess my package is.
There's a reason there's a joke online where it's just stop telling me the location. Just give me the route. I'll meet it halfway.
Yeah. Just let me go find it and go pick it up. And so what I'm saying is, if you're doing something online, don't count on it being there in a couple of days. Give your local businesses a shot first. And a lot of local businesses do have online presences too. So
absolutely. Patchouli's one of them.
Yeah, Patchouli Garden and many others. So so check that out. And gift certificates to local restaurants always make terrific gifts.
And we've got them right here.
Ooh, the shopping show. We're going to do a shopping show this morning at 9:15. You and Gray and hopefully and possibly Big G, and we'll see who else. Brianna, I think I convinced Brianna to come in the studio today for the shopping show.
So you guys might get a real treat.
Yeah, so we'll see. And then she said something about, am I gonna have to talk?
That is generally what happens when you're in the studio.
When you're in the radio studio, yeah. Speaking of giving, we got a local Subway right here. How about a foot-long cookie for the one you love for Christmas? Foot-long cookie.
Like I said earlier, honestly, I think I know where I'm going for lunch now.
A little chocolate chip foot-long cookie.
I'll eat the foot-long, and then I'll never want to see another cookie again.
I wonder, I mean, usually we're used to the round cookies, so are they like, is it oval? Is it, I'm assuming it's square? I don't know.
Probably square, because I don't know if it would work very well if it was any other shape.
What if it was on hearty Italian? I'll have the raisin chocolate cookie on whole wheat, please.
Toasted as well. I'm feeling fancy.
Toasted as well, yes. So the foot-long cookie now available at your local Subway. Let's get a news and sports update as we do twice an hour here in the morning show.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The Israel-Hamas war is back in effect. The truce expired overnight after days of negotiated ceasefires.
Israel has always said, it's made no secret of the fact that once the hostage exchanges are over, it would resume the war. I mean, Netanyahu, his officials have said repeatedly the game plan was always to get as many hostages out, to put the hostages very high up the priority list, but the goal of, in their words, defeating, destroying Hamas is still there.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burich in Tel Aviv. So far, nearly 100 hostages have been released, 8 just yesterday. And a face-off last night on Fox News dubbed the Red State versus Blue State debate between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom. DeSantis needling Newsom over the number of people moving into Florida while Californians are fleeing. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A leadership race is underway in the Wisconsin State Senate. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard is leaving the legislature to run for Dane County Executive. Senators Jeff Smith and Diane Hesselbein tell Up North News they plan to run for the post. The Journal Sentinel reports Senator Keller Royce is also interested. A vote is expected by the end of the day on Friday. President Biden does better with likely voters in recent polls, while Donald Trump does better with less than likely voters, assuming that's the presidential matchup next year. Pollster Charles Franklin.
When we look at likely voters, Biden does a bit better. When we look at the less than likely voters, Trump does better with them.
Franklin spoke at a forum at Marquette University on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks lose in overtime in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A surprising loss for Milwaukee. The Bucks made a comeback in the fourth quarter, but Alex Caruso's three-point shot sent it into overtime, and the Bulls win 120 to 113. Adrian Griffin said head coach Billy Donovan had the Bulls ready.
Number one, give them credit. They played extremely hard. Billy got those guys playing with a lot of energy. Well, we didn't do it for the full 48 minutes of the game.
College hoops, big game tomorrow. The Badgers host Marquette at 11:30. The Golden Eagles are ranked third in the nation. NFL, the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Everyone waiting to see if Taylor Swift will be in Green Bay to see her boyfriend, tight end Travis Kelce. Gymnast Simone Biles will be there to cheer on her husband, Jonathan Owens, who will be covering Kelce.
Try to get hands on him, but keep your leverage. That's the biggest thing. And just comes down to winning, man, and competing.
That's Packers safety Jonathan Owens. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today, Lori. What do you got for us there?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with two sinks, and four bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpet and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the one-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
There's a whole lot more
brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
In the lane, snow is glistening. It's a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Well, gone away is the bluebird, and here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song. Parson Brown, he'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. But later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. We'll face unafraid.
Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Sounding like
Stapleton there at 98Q. You know you've made it into the music industry, Austin, when you're the Monday night theme song. Or Sunday night. Is it Sunday night? Sunday. No, I don't know. Monday night. It was Monday night. The Monday night Viking Bear game, he was on there. Mm. Chris Stapleton. So he's the new Hank, I guess, now, for the Monday night football theme song.
Oh, good for him.
And plus they interjected, I don't know who it is, Coolio or Tupac's not with us anymore. But it's a combination of a little soul song like that and then a little rap in the middle, and I think it's pretty good, actually.
Wow.
My wife was just like, I don't know if necessary they needed to break up Chris Stapleton with that rapping part, because my wife is not a country music fan, but she's a huge Chris Stapleton fan. So, and Chris Stapleton he's really not country. I mean, he's more of bluesy Southern rock, I guess you could probably say, right?
Yeah, something like that. He seems like a hybrid of a couple genres.
Yeah. I guess that's why he's so unique, because he is, right, a hybrid of a lot of different genres. There is country in there.
Oh, absolutely. But there's also more of a rock element to it, like you said.
There's a driving Charlie Daniels sound in there, too, also. So it's good. He's doing all right for himself. I think he'll have a decent career in music if he hangs with it.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
He'll make it. Santa's Elves Foundation is making available for you to pick stuff off the tree. Now, they're going to, hopefully, we can get all these tags picked off the tree by tomorrow, because that is the time that they would like everyone to have that done. You can go to Dollar General in Butternut. You can go to Country Cafe in Fifield. You can go to Dollar General in Phillips, Pick and Save in Phillips, Preville Bank in Phillips, Prentice to the Prentice Hardware Store, Prentice Market in Delhi. And in Park Falls, you can see the Giving Tree at Ace Hardware, Park Mall, North Lakes Community Clinic, Marshfield Clinic, Forward Bank, Associated Bank, Northwoods Credit Union. They're serving 225 children and 83 families this year through the Santa's Elves Foundation.
That is impressive.
That is very impressive. Very impressive. We have our traditional Lions auction coming a week from Saturday. Big G and Gray, and you might even stop down there, and you guys will bring the savings of the Lions radio auction to the radio. That'll be a week from tomorrow. Usually, if you check your local paper, they like to list most of the items that will be available in there. So it's always a fun day if you can go down to the Legion. If not, you can play along on the radio on that day from 1 until 5.
And we'll have it playing.
Yeah, they have the phones set up right at the Legion. So when you call down there for it to bid, it'll ring right there. I know they used to have the old ringy-dingy phones there. Ring, ring. It's wonderful. The ones that we tried to get here, but we haven't been able to establish yet. So
we'll have to look around and see if we can get one of those old-timey phones.
But it's a fun time down at the Legion, so we look forward to doing that.
I probably just made so many people feel old by referring to a rotary phone as old-timey.
Ring, ring. Remember, it used to take like a minute just to dial the number. It's like, what's the number?
And if you screw it up, well, guess I'm talking to this person now.
Especially if there are a lot of sevens and nines. You're just like, you spin it all the way over. And then if you messed it up, you had to hang up the phone for like 5 minutes. Well, and then pick it back up.
Or just decide, you know what, fine, then I guess we're continuing. Hello, random person.
Oh, party lines were my favorite.
My grandma has so many stories of party lines. Oh, especially because Lugerville used to have them. Actually, years after everybody else got rid of them,
you'd pick up the phone. If you were going to call somebody, you'd pick up the phone and see if anybody was on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were, you usually very quietly put the phone back down, because you didn't want them to know that you. And people could listen on other people's conversations.
And you know, in every town, there was one person always just listening. And if you listen real close, you can hear them breathing behind the party line.
I've told this story before. As a kid, I picked up the phone. I wanted to call probably one of my many girlfriends at that time when I was 8 or 9 years old. Mm-hmm. I picked up the phone very quietly, and I put it to my ear, and this is the truth. Picked it up. The first thing I heard was an elderly lady say, "So what size underwear does he wear?" I quietly put the phone back down. If it was Christmas time or what was going on there. But,
decided, well, don't need to make a phone call today. I'm going to go hide.
Always fun stories of the party lines. There was no privacy. So, basically, the party line was kind of like being on the internet now. You have no privacy. Yeah. You have no privacy.
Everything you say, just pretty much always assume it's being watched.
Exactly. Whether we haven't changed. We came full circle, see?
Yeah.
Generation or two ago to now, everything you say, you do. Somebody's watching back then on the party line. Everybody was, yeah, they knew.
Nothing you do is a secret anymore.
Weather update is brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 32 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 17. Saturday remains mostly cloudy, highs making into the lower 30s, winds southeast 5 to 10. Saturday night, still mostly cloudy, slight chance for light snow or perhaps even just a few flurries developing. Lows fall back to 20, winds remain southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Sunday, slight chances for light snow or flurries continue, and highs head back into the lower 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 8 above.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
If your kids turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we just trying.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.